Russia has denied that it is targeting civilians in Syria amid fresh accusations that Moscow's military intervention in that country has displaced more than 500,000 Syrians since September. While 2016 is expected to see even more Syrians flooding into Europe than the record numbers seen last year. Stefan Boss reports that Turkish and American leaders have accused Russia of using refugees from Syria as a geopolitical tool to further undermine stability in Turkey, the European Union, and the NATO military alliance.
Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says Russia is, in his words, behaving like a terrorist organization and forcing civilians to flee by carrying out airstrikes without any discrimination between civilians and soldiers, or children and the elderly. Outspoken U.S. Senator John McCain agrees. He believes Russian President Vladimir Putin's support for Russian President Bashar al-Assad's regime is intentionally creating a fresh, destabilizing flood of refugees aimed at overwhelming Turkey and the rest of Europe.
Mr. Putin is not interested in being our partner. He wants to shore up the Assad regime. He wants to reestablish Russia as a major power in the Middle East. He wants to use Syria as a live fire exercise for Russia's modernizing military. He wants to turn Latakia province into a military outpost from which to harden and enforce a Russian sphere of influence, a new Kaliningrad or Crimea. And he wants to exacerbate the refugee crisis and use it as a weapon to divide the transatlantic alliance and undermine the European project.
Yet the Kremlin has denied wrongdoing, saying its forces have never attacked civilian targets such as hospitals, either intentionally or mistakenly. And Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev claims Russia is fighting terror as well as defending its interests in Syria.
We are fighting there because a lot of the militias fighting there are from Russia, and they would otherwise return to us to carry out terror attacks. But these people must stay there. Civilians are not affected.
Though Moscow says its actions are primarily aimed at the Islamic State group, Western officials maintain that Russia's military operations have created a new wave of as many as 500,000 refugees. Many kilometers away from the front lines in Syria, European Union countries have expressed concerns over an expected influx of refugees to Western Europe through the notorious Balkans route. Hungary announced it is closing three key railway crossings with neighboring Croatia, while neighboring Austria said it plans to further reduce the number of asylum seekers allowed entry into that country. On Friday, Austria's government already introduced a daily quota of 80 migrants a day to apply for asylum at its borders, while allowing up to 3,200 other people looking for asylum elsewhere to transit its territory. The measure is seen by critics as challenging German Chancellor Angela Merkel's open-door policy for refugees and undermining the European Union's attempt to seek a solution for the refugee crisis along with Turkey. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.